This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Among the biggest of American grocery store chains, reports profits later this morning, Kroger, based in Cincinnati, has been a money-making machine of late. Sales way up, the stock price as well. The company's also doing a lot of hiring. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has details of how this 131-year-old supermarket keeps up with its fresh-faced competition.
Last year, Kroger pulled in $98 billion in sales. That's almost double the business it was doing in the early 2000s. Business is so good, the supermarket chain is hiring 20,000 more workers. Analyst Jim Hertel at Willard Bishop says that's quite a feat.
Tough to say they're beating Walmart, but what I would say is that they are surviving better than any of the traditional supermarket competitors relative to Walmart.
Kroger owns high-end chains like Harris Teeter in the Southeast, but it's also got no-frills outfits like Food for Less. It's kept pace by cutting prices on grocery staples, building its own private brand, Simple Truth, into a near-billion-dollar business, and boosting customer loyalty with personalized coupons. Kroger's Lynn Marmer.
I don't get coupons for things I don't use, and that is all coming from our data analytics program.
Kroger's chairman, David Dillon, has called its sophisticated data analytics the company's secret weapon. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.